We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joining us now is MLB Network's Steven Nelson. Check out Friday Night Baseball coming up tomorrow as the Astros will be featured. They'll be taking on division rival, the Angels, coming up. Steven, man, appreciate you joining us.
Oh, Clint, Ron, thanks so much for having me. I know Houston's probably sick of us at this point doing the Friday games, but it's always fun coming down there to Minute Maid. It's I said it last time. It's, you know, you can argue it's the best place to catch a game with the energy and the atmosphere in it. So I'm excited to get back there.
Steven, nobody's tired of you, man.
Nobody's sick of you.
You link to the Astros down here right now. We're thankful for you, man. I mean, these other two pro franchises are struggling. The Astros, you're linked to them. You're bringing them to our TVs in some way, shape, or form. Hell, we greatly appreciate you, man.
Oh, I appreciate you guys. Let's say good vibes always welcome here. But and I know but Brandon Cooks is my guy. I've known him for a long, long time. So I'm hoping that he and the Texans can turn it around and get another pro franchise with some juice down there.
Yeah, Stevie, you're not the only one hoping. Everybody listening right now, sitting there with their
hoping,
fingers crossed,
waiting, wishing, yeah,
as well. All right, Steven, I'm curious, as you obviously you do a Friday Night Baseball and you are at MLB Network, so you see all the teams around the league, and I want to know from you, has your feelings or your thoughts about what the Astros are, has that changed since this little 9-game stretch they've played against the Yankees and the Mets where they have looked like one of the best teams in baseball? Did you have a different feeling about them than you do now as before they started this stretch?
Nah, man. Look, speaking of wishing, I think if anybody who thought that the Astros' run would be over in 2022, that was wishful thinking. I mean, if you had to know going into this year that it was still going to be a juggernaut. And yes, the two New York teams have stolen all the headlines this year, and everyone's out, especially up where I'm at with the network here in the Northeast, they're buzzing about a Subway World Series. Well, this past week and change, the Astros reminded folks, hey, it's still going to go through us in the AL. We've been to 5 straight ALCSs. We won 3 pennants, and they look primed to do it again. And I know they split the series in the Bronx, but even the 2 games that they dropped, I mean, Astros fans, you got to feel good about what happened there. I mean, one just got away, which happens, especially against a great offense. And then the one was an extra inning game. So, no, throughout this year, figured that the AL West would go through Houston. Now, it's proving to be the division that everyone thought the Central would be, with the White Sox running away with that one. And then the West would be more competitive because, you know, this is finally going to be the year for the Angels. The Mariners are on the way. Well, we haven't seen that up to this point. It's again, it just looks like the same old song and dance. And, it's a song that the Astros fan club, that's for sure.
Well, there's nothing more than the Astros fan base. All of us down here would love to do than to bust up that Subway World Series or whatever it was you referred to it as. I'd love to be Subway Series. Well, it's a World Series though, right? Yeah. The series would just be a regular series. If it's a World Series, then that'd be big news. The Astros would love to bust that wide open. No question about it. Hey, I mean, you're catching the Astros obviously at a really, really good time, assuming that Yordan Alvarez and Pena come back from their little collision in shallow left field yesterday. I mean, you're catching them at a really, really good time with Yuli coming around, Bregman coming around. I mean, how tough do you think this team really is if those two guys come back to – I mean, look, I'm not talking about their you know, the AL batting title or you know, Bregman's what was that, 2019, when he had an MVP type
second,
run.
Yeah, second,
I mean, I'm not even talking about that caliber player, but if they just come back and they start contributing in a big way as we expect them to, boy, you're catching them at the right time to be entertained, ain't you?
No, it's 1,000%. I mean, look, there's no breaks in this lineup, and that's despite the losses in free agency in recent years, right? You lose George to Toronto, you lose Carlos to Minnesota, and it doesn't skip a beat because it's professional hitter, professional AB after professional hitter, professional AB. If you're a opposing pitcher, you got to hate it. I mean, here's my perspective on Houston. So I'm a lifelong diehard Chicago White Sox fan, right? And so, yeah, White Sox fans like to trumpet 2005 and what happened there. But I'm thinking back to last year's postseason because everyone is trying to hop on the trendy, sexy bandwagon on the South Side. But they got their teeth kicked in by the Astros in the DS. And that showed me a number of things, not just that it was the best lineup of baseball, as the stats dictated last year as well, but that it's a team that is fundamentally sound. They will not give you extra outs, but if you give them extra outs, they're going to make you pay. Yeah. They will not give you extra bases, but if you give them an extra base, they will make you pay. You make one mistake, and this team will kick the door down. And that's the testament, that's the sign of a great team and a great franchise, which the Astros certainly have. So any chance any baseball fan, let alone us doing a national broadcast, gets to watch a team like that, you have to take advantage of it because that's the way the game should be played. So, there's never a bad time in my estimation to watch Astros baseball.
Steven Nelson here with us, MLB Network Steven Nelson. Check him out tomorrow on Apple TV as the Astros will be featured against the Angels. And you spoke about it. You talked about what you thought these divisions would look like. I think the East is starting to come up. The AL East is starting to look like we all kind of thought it would be coming into the year. And I'm a little surprised in the Central that the Twins and the Guardians are the two teams that are kind of separating themselves.
And you would be both.
I know, as you just said, as you're a diehard White Sox fan, that's got to be tough for you. But in the West, especially. I did it. My producer is going to kill us on this because he was so hard about saying the Angels are going to do what the Angels are going to do. They're going to fall apart. And God, he was right. What is going on with the Angels? I don't understand it. I mean, when you have Trout and then you have what Ohtani is doing both on the mound and at the plate, what is – explain the Angels. It's hard to understand.
it's an inexplicable franchise. I don't want to give you a cop-out answer, but look, there's this tweet that's become a meme on baseball Twitter, right, where it's something effective. Every time I watch an Angels highlight, Mike Trout hit 3 home runs and raised his average to 520, and Shohei Ohtani did something that hasn't been seen since Tungsten Arm O'Doyle in 1921 as the Tigers beat the Angels 8-3. That's essentially the reality for the franchise series in and series out. I mean, the other night, it was Ohtani and Trout hit back-to-back home runs, and they lose to the White Sox. Now, I just don't know. I'm from Southern California originally, so I've been watching this team a long, long time. And forever, it's been the same problem. It's been an organizational issue that they are top-heavy and without a pitcher. You can't remember – you can't recall the last homegrown true ace that team had. You have to go back like a decade and a half. And even then, Jared Weaver, Bartolo Colon is Cy Young, but he wasn't homegrown. No. So I don't know, but that's been a consistent problem for them, and that's why last year they threw a no-hitter in the draft. They took all pitchers because they're like, hey, we need some arms. So some of these guys have to pan out. But from a major league viewpoint in 2022, it's just really top heavy. But even still, they've had one of the breakout performers in the game this year in Taylor Ward. And I know he isn't, his health has been up and down. It's been a roller coaster ride. They play, got a good catcher battery, former Astro, Max Stassi, part of that. I don't know how this franchise continues to fall on its face like it does. But it's at the point where I think everybody feels bad for Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani and and then we should all feel bad that we don't get to see them on the big postseason stage. But I can't for the life of me figure out what's going on.
Well, a couple things, right, Stephen? They're living in the same division with this Astros team that for the last, I don't know, 7-8 years have been absolute monsters, number one. And then the health issue, obviously, is, I mean, that's the one thing that'll tear down any team, no matter how gifted and talented they are or what the expectations look like. When you just can't, when your superstars can't stay healthy, good God, you have zero chance, especially with that combination of living in this division and you can't stay healthy. You're going to get beat a good chunk of the time if you do have your superstars, as they've proven. If you don't, hell, you can't even keep pace. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. Yeah. Hey, what about, I got a question for you. Around here, man, it's our local guys that broadcast the Astros game, Jeff Blum and Todd Callis.
Okay, yeah.
Those guys have not Todd hadn't, but I guess they've caught hell about not using the term no hitter the other day when the Astros when they no hit the Yankees. What is your as a guy that is in the same business, does the same thing, paid well to, I don't want to get off in your financial
Yeah, don't put my business in the street.
I ain't putting it out there, Stephen. But you get paid well. You get paid well to do what the hell you do,
I'm
man.
I'm no Roflo though.
Hey, we're all trying to get there, man. We just found Roflo got that good hair. Roflo got that good paycheck, and we just found out his ass can sing too. Boy, he was blessed at birth, wasn't he?
Fellas, can you believe he's 50? Like this, the genetic gods bless the Flores family. I can't. I'm like, Roflo, can you share the skin routine just one time for the rest of us?
Avocados.
Anyway, I feel like I derailed your
listening
train
to the parents argue.
Well, yeah, I mean, my question was about, you know, what's your belief, what's your, as a professional that's in the game, the specific game that Todd Callis and Jeff Blum are in, what's your take on your opinion, not on them, but of how you handle a no hitter if and when you're calling one?
Well, I love TK, Blummer, and Julia. We're first and foremost. Look, it does give our network content for the 24 hours after it happens. Is it combined hitter or no hitter? Yeah, look, no hits were delivered by the opponent, so it's a no hitter. Now, when a starting pitcher does it, you're just going to give it a lot more exclamation points. That's my view on it. But I mean, we're going to see Christian tomorrow and see what he brings for an encore after starting that no hitter, career high 13 punchies, and so I'm jacked up for that as well. But I'm, no hitter. I mean, you maybe don't have the same historical affection or affinity for it as you do when a starting pitcher does it from beginning to end. But you know, you could still recognize it as a no hitter, especially in this era of baseball. I think it's going to become more and more common that we see the combined no hitters than we do the solo no hitters.
Do you avoid talking about it during the broadcast when you're calling a game? Do you avoid? Are you one that just acts like it's not happening?
No, I'll basically say it without saying it, just to play into the joke. I don't believe in broadcast jinxes. I just don't. We all be like, oh, they haven't done something yet. There's a zero on that scoreboard in a particular place. Wonder what that, you know, like. I think anybody who's paying attention knows. And once you get to the sixth inning, if you're not saying it, then you're not doing your job. And then, you know, look, some fans really do believe in the broadcast jinx, and they're going to let you know about it, and that's okay. That doesn't scare me, though. I don't really take myself super – anybody who watches Intentional Talk or really anything that I do can gather that. But certainly in that instance, if there's a no-no going, you got to at least – acknowledge, because then they also consider the fan who maybe hopped in late and they don't know, you know, what's been going on up to that point. So yeah, you got to say it.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Stephen, appreciate you giving us time. We'll all check you out on Apple TV tomorrow as you've got Christian Javier and the Astros taking on the Angels, and hopefully maybe Jeremy Pena and Alvarez are back in the lineup for you to check them out tomorrow. But we appreciate you jumping on with
Fellas, seriously appreciate the time. Hope to do it again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.